Dad had to win the county, move county seat from Gainesville to Bay St. Louis, and they had to get all a lot of record. They had to get it from Washington, some of the record, you know, in Jackson, for the reestablish the record in Hancock County there.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mr. Moran, can you tell me a little about the history of Hancock County? About, you know, what you know about Hancock County? What, when it was founded and who founded it and everything?
No, I did. I don't remember. The best I can remember, a fella by the name of Hancock that settled there.
Uh-huh.
And that's where, in Bay St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, do you know where your grandfather was born? Your father, excuse me. Let me start with your father.
Yes.
Your father, where was he born?
He was born out right up there where I moved from, in section 15, township 7, range 15. his daddy owned 13 40s there.
Yeah.
And five of them was in section 15, and eight of them was in 16 section.
So your father and your grandfather both lived in the same place?
Yeah, that's where my father was raised there, and my granddaddy lived there, and then my father, when he first built there, he built over in section 12, about 2 miles from there, kind of northeast from there.
Yeah.
And he homesteaded 160 acres there, and that's where he when he homesteaded his dad, he sold it and went down to west of Bay St. Louis, and he bought a place there from a fellow by the name of Charles, 60 acres around timber. He sold a 200 acre over here for $200. He paid $300 for 160 acres of timber, land down there, all full of timber.
Okay. Now, where was y'all's place now in relation to the rest of the town, you said? Was it near Kiln?
It's about 3.5 miles west of, northwest of Kiln.
Okay. And, you said he, homesteaded it?
Yeah, homesteaded 160 acres. It's about...
Okay. Now, your grandfather, you know anything about him? Was he born there? On your father's side?
On my father's side?
Yeah.
I don't know. I do know some of his brother's name.
Mm-hmm.
It was... one by the name of John Moran, he lived at Annerley, way down at Annerley.
Mm-hmm.
He had one by the name of Edward, he lived right there, not too far from that big hotel is on Shell Beach there, on this side of the lake,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had my grandpa's name was
yeah.
And he had he had another one. By the name, the only thing I remember, now, they used to nickname people. I don't know if you're familiar with that or not.
Yeah.